The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I'm sure that most of us already know the story of how in 1946, God called a 36-year-old sister of Loretto to a new calling. A new vocation within the religious vocation that she had already been living for the previous 20 years. She, who had spent all of her adult life so far as a teacher in schools that mainly educated girls from prosperous homes, had a powerful spiritual experience aboard a train traveling to Darjeeling, a lovely Himalayan vacation spot famous for the world-renowned Darjeeling tea raised there. That day, she realized that God was calling her not to go to one of the most beautiful and prosperous places in India, but rather quite the contrary, to Calcutta, a city in which many people lived lives of poverty amid the harshest and most desperate circumstances to be found anywhere. That day, she knew that God wanted something more from her. He wanted me, she says, to be poor with the poor and to love him in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor. Sister Agnes requested permission to leave the Sisters of Loretto, and though Albanian, European by birth, one of her first steps was to embrace the life of the local people. And so she began to dress like an Indian woman with a simple white sari, all the while reaching out to Jesus in the person of the destitute people dying there on the streets of Calcutta. Eventually, other women followed her, and the Missionaries of Charity were founded, and she became the Mother Teresa who we eventually came to know and love and admire. But it wasn't always that way. For many years, she toiled in obscurity, establishing missions throughout the world, including here in Little Rock 26 years ago. But we especially remember her home for the dying in Calcutta. There, the Missionaries of Charity, still to this day, gather destitute, dying men and women off the streets and give them love and care until they die. Because of Mother Teresa and the Missionaries of Charity, we are told that those who lived like animals in the gutter were enabled to die like angels. By the time you and I came to know her, Mother Teresa had become world famous and had received every conceivable humanitarian award, including the Nobel Prize. But it certainly didn't go to her head. She never tried to curry favor with audiences by speaking anything other than the usually politically incorrect truth. Her opposition to abortion and artificial contraception was relentless. She was not impressed with American wealth or our world-famous arrogance. Noting that India is clearly a far more prosperous society than the United States, Their material and moral circumstances are not so desperate that they are reduced to killing babies. You know, she didn't use gentle euphemisms to talk about the destruction of human life. And she told American audiences that there's no need for us to abort our children. She can find a nice home in India for every one of them to be raised in. With all of its problems, India was materially and morally more prosperous enough to provide for every child. By the time she died, Mother Teresa was hands down the most admired woman on the planet. But she never wavered from God's call to be poor with the poor and to love him in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor, which is the essence of Jesus' Beatitudes, which we just heard in today's gospel. She said, and this is the thought I'd like to leave with you today. She said, "We can do no great things, only small things with great love." The same love extolled in today's first reading from Song of Songs, and which St. Paul describes in today's second reading as the greatest of all the virtues. Or as Mother Teresa said memorably on another occasion, "To show great love for God and our neighbor, we need not do great things. It is how much love we put into the doing that makes our offering something beautiful for God."